You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And we have in the studio the Pirate Soul Band getting ready to go on. And we can go from there. All right. Let me see. I get this potted up here. How you doing, gentlemen?
Sorry. Recording.
All right. So thank you for coming in to play for us here.
So should I whip out like some Bon Jovi moves?
Dude, don't whip out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling in here, man.
Okay, we just want to make sure that everything's coming out all right.
Okay. What happened to the radio broadcast?
Oh.
We're not doing that. We're just having fun.
It's you now.
We do not hear the radio broadcast.
Huh. What just happened? Did that go off?
I just put a phone in here.
Let's tweak this a little bit. Again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, the Pirate Soul Band, getting ready to play a live set for us between now and 6. And we're going to start out with, if my list is correct, You're the One, huh? Just went down again, huh? Okay. All right, well, ready when you are, gentlemen.
Not talk for years and years till my life is through. You're the one.
All right. You're the one, the Pirate Soul Band.
Well, thank you.
All right. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room real quick and introduce yourself.
Todd Allen, Charlottesville, Virginia. Drummer.
Okay.
They call me the Psycho. I'm from the Metro Detroit
and he
area.
Is.
And I'm playing bass today.
I am called the captain, Don. I'm the captain of the ship here. I'm from Novi, Michigan.
Okay.
Watch it, or you'll be walking the plank.
How long have you guys been together?
About 2 years.
Two years,
somewhere around there.
What does he mean by together?
Be nice.
Easy.
Well,
Psycho.
You know how things get. You get you're on a pirate ship for months on end. You know things.
Yes, hey, we might be wanting your crest tight.
Okay. So you do covers as well as originals, which of course is what we're hearing today.
Aye.
Do you guys have an actual official release out yet?
No, we're actually in the studio right now working on a CD.
I've been officially released.
Yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole different story altogether.
And obviously, sorry, you did not take the orange pill today.
I'm on the green ones.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. We don't know what we're in for today.
No
huh?
trouble here. I told you it's a release on good behavior.
Oh, okay. All right. It's all good then. Okay. Why don't we go into another one then?
Okay.
I guess this track is called Hold Me.
What to do?
What to do?
Okay, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
We're going to change our order a little bit here. Because that's what pirates do.
Uh-oh. Which one's this then?
Sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my time with you.
Don't know what to do about you. All right, I got this list.
We've had some ideas, but
we haven't come to a conclusion. Okay.
Back to that walk in the plank thing again.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Hi.
Okay.
Who is this guy talking to us? Is he on the ship?
Yeah, no.
I am on the ship, right?
Oh, yeah, you're on the ship, okay.
Okay.
All right, according to this list I have, it looks like you got quite a bit of shows coming up, gentlemen.
Yep.
All right, why don't we just
talk? Well, it's a full release.
Okay.
I mean, and I can go anywhere.
Oh, you're not on a tether?
No, there's no tether or anything. I'm off. I'm good to go. I can go anywhere. Probably not out of the U.S., but I can go anywhere else.
Okay.
Well, no, if you would definitely fit in the wheel well of a plane, so...
I've heard it can be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so it looks like you got some shows coming up in May. Why don't we talk about those?
Let's see, we got Spraters on the Lake.
And that's in White Lake, I believe?
Yeah, in White Lake. Wow, this is cracking. What's
going on there? White Lake there?
Wow, sounds really bad here.
Okay.
Cracking up here. There. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, we're playing at Spraters on the Lake this Saturday. It's cracking up in my headphones.
Captain, if there's no smoke, just continue on, please.
We're playing at...
It looks like Hamlin's.
Hamlin next week. That's a Friday.
On 23rd.
And then the following, I believe, Friday or Saturday is Main Street Grill.
In Milford.
Milford, yes.
Okay.
There. It's a little better now.
All right.
Well, that's funny because there is a little bit of smoke now.
Coming out of my ears, maybe.
That means you're thinking, huh?
It's good now.
Probably the people who donated money listen to the radio station and get this crazy guy in here. He'd been released. Another guy's cracking up. Got smoke coming out. What are we playing?
You never know what you're going to have here on the Motor Live one? Derive Final? At 5 show. Never a dull moment.
Okay. We got a run on microphone headphones here, huh?
Okay. Alrighty. Looks like you're going to be coming back to the Hamlin Pub on June 14th.
Yeah, that's awesome. My birthday, actually.
Oh, happy early birthday.
So anybody that wants to bring gifts or tall 6-foot blondes would be just fine.
Yeah, June 21st, the Ritz in Warren.
No Biggins.
June Sir, 27th.
He's trying to do your hina.
The Rusty Nail.
Rusty Nail, yep.
Okay. All right, so that at least covers May and June. We'll cover July and August. Looks like you got that going on, and it also says you got some festivals as well.
Yep.
Well, there's many ports here in Michigan, being a peninsula state.
All the Great Lakes, yeah.
Aye.
Definitely.
And inland lakes, many rivers to get to them, so the boat. We can dock it just about anywhere.
Indeed.
But you don't have to go to Geno Surf to see us. We're all over the place, east side, west side.
Alrighty. Well, can we do another track then?
Sure.
Am I making this guy mad? Am I reading something?
No. No weapons in his hand. We're good.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, he can't even see me.
That's right. He can't see us. Even when you're standing up, Terry.
You wanted to do Hold Me.
Yes.
How does that go? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's one of the newer ones, so...
We'll try to figure it out.
Alrighty, Hold Me.
All right.
Love is all
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio. The Pirate Soul Band is doing some songs for us. And you said that you don't have a physical release yet. You're working on that. Now, if someone was interested in getting a hold of your music, how would they go about doing that?
Barry?
Well, we haven't got to a position yet where we're ready to accept any money for anything that we're producing, but mm-hmm. that is in the works. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we'll get that information out. But I don't really have that for you now. I know we've had a lot of different things on Reverb Nation and different websites, some of them local, some of them nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that we would consider accepting money for.
Okay.
So, but that's coming. That's coming. I mean, if people keep booking us and not kicking us out, then we'll probably go ahead and release some stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, judging by your calendar, I guess people do have plenty of chances to hear your music. They just have to come and see you, then.
Yes.
Well, you can fool everybody one time. The question is whether or not they let us dock again, and so. If they don't come running screaming when they see the ship coming,
then you know you're
yeah.
Right.
Then we're doing pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Why don't we just jump into another one then?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I had us jumping all over the list.
Broken.
It would put us at Broken Promises.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Yep.
The list hopper. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's probably the mellowest song we play.
Okay. Played that probably somewhere toward the middle of the show, I take it?
Yeah, generally.
Whenever they're going to sleep, yeah.
When they're getting ready to go up to the bar for another drink.
There you go. So, what are some of your influences, gentlemen? What makes you tick as far as music goes?
Like drugs and alcohol, he means?
No.
No. Because we don't do any of those.
Talking musically.
I'm drinking tea.
I've got water.
I was influenced mainly by Kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so, thankfully, I got away from that, I think, although I don't know. We'll have to go back and listen.
Well, I don't see any makeup on you.
So, but that's why I don't do any writing or anything. I'm just kind of a swabby. The captain does all the writing, so really he should be the one saying where the influences come from.
My influences are, there's a lot. Rush, probably mostly Rush.
Limbaugh?
Limbaugh? No, not Limbaugh, no. I know you listen to him, but not me. Rush, Ted Nugent, Joe Satriani, of course.
Rush, you know? Ted Nugent, yes, we're talking about the same thing, right? No?
Well, yeah, maybe
they
politically.
They both say the same thing.
Maybe politically, but, you know.
Sorry.
But, yeah. Many influences, but those are probably the main three, I guess.
Okay. All right. That's a little
those
mixture.
Those are the main three albums that I had growing up as a kid sitting behind my house playing in the backyard.
Wow.
You know?
Guy only had
in fact, none of my friends even knew I played guitar. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, mine would have to be more like, you know, big band era drummers from back in the day.
How come it sounds like you're in the basement, man? Get up here to the microphone. Because so we can hear you, because people want to know. They want to know what you had to say.
Well, trust maybe me. Okay. Well, let's talk about Gene Krupa.
He likes to hang out in the galley, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Alice Cooper.
Well, Alice Cooper a little bit, yeah. He's
Gene Krupa, yes.
You know, a little on the wild side.
Maybe Buddy Rich.
Buddy Giles.
Giles was great.
Buddy Miles.
Yeah.
The Jay Giles.
Yeah. So you know, sorry, I mean, mostly not drummers themselves, but groups throughout the past. A lot of the 50s groups, the doo-wop groups, you know, like the Platters and what have you. Just love that stuff, man.
Hmm.
Get in a bad mood, listen to some 50s doo-wop, park you right up.
There you go. Okay, let's do another one.
Let's do the fish song, guys.
Okay. Yeah, they call it the fish song, but it's called Land Shark.
This is why I...
Yeah, see, and Terry's not prepared. See, he was supposed to switch his bass, but he was standing there talking and not thinking. So now he's got to switch his bass, so it's okay.
Time tell him where the fish song comes from.
Okay, well, here's a little background on the fish song. I went a couple years ago down to Florida where my brother lives and went down to the Skyway Bridge where it used to be, where it fell down, one of the spans, and he was out there fishing. And I looked out in the water and seen some porpoises. You know, I thought it was sharks because I saw the fins. So I'm, oh, look at that, sharks in the water. He goes, no, those are porpoises. But you don't want to be around here at night because there's been a few people killed out here while they were fishing. And I was like, wow, really? So I went back to Michigan and heard on the news like there was a couple of shootings downtown. And I was like, ooh, wow, there's sharks that walk on land. So that's where the origin of Land Shark came from.
Okay.
See, I thought I saw it on Saturday Night Live or something.
Well, yeah, maybe that...
Was that what they said?
Land Shark.
Yes, that's exactly
that
what they said.
That sounds like the guy. Is that the guy in there?
That was Chevy Chase, I think.
Yes, it was. All right, let's do it.
Here's Land Shark.
Oh, that's... We'll be right back.
white shark. He may want your money, may just want your life. Take a bite. So when you go for a night out on the town, you best beware of the creatures all around. There's a wolf by the bar, just looking for a lamb. Shackled in the water, suddenly walk on land. Land shark! Land shark! You better watch out for the land shark. He may want your money, may just want your life. So take a bite. Take a bite.
Caught us off guard there, gentlemen. All right.
Everybody's running out of the room. See what I told you?
The land shark. Well, anytime the shark comes, I'm out of here.
Absolutely, positively.
So you guys got some shows coming up in July, I see?
Yes.
All right. Playing the 4th at the Red... What is that?
Red Dog Saloon.
Red Dog Saloon.
Arr!
In Milford.
Downtown Milford.
Yeah, downtown Milford.
Hmm. Then July 18th at the Ritz again.
Back at the Ritz doing originals. Yeah.
So yeah, full tilt shows too.
Yeah, full tilt show there.
Cool. And then July 26th, Airport Lanes.
Yeah, that's in Waterford.
Howdy, we'll be flying in there.
We'll be playing at the bowling alley.
Screaming. In
bowling for guitars.
What's a bowling alley? Lanes.
Lanes.
Okay, gotcha.
I know it says airport, but that's because it's by the
I
airport.
I got, as soon as you said airport, I was stuck on a plane.
Stuck on a plane.
Yes, I got to get off this ship, man.
So are there any festivals that you can talk about? Ones you know for sure?
No, not right now.
No? Okay, but just coming soon to
yes,
your...
Yes, coming soon to a festival near you.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's the problem with the festivals. You got the beer tents and everything, and by the time we get out of the beer tent, we're not in no condition to be playing.
So they just kind of say, maybe you might.
Because there's no alcohol on the ship.
Mm.
So when you come into the particle, you're calling up for some port.
And there you go.
Know what I mean.
All right. And then finally, we got some shows in August.
Yep.
August 1st at the Ritz. Oh, those guys like
you. Wait a minute.
You
what does he mean, finally? Are we done after that?
No.
Is this something? Is the band closing?
No. I just meant that we're finally getting to the month of August, and after that, we don't have anything else.
No. Yeah, because they'll only let us book about 3 months out.
Yeah.
They're not sure of the dock space and stuff.
Well, your calendar looks pretty filled, though.
Last year, everything froze over.
And then on the 23rd, at back at the Rusty Nail.
Yep.
Where's the Rusty Nail again?
It's on the east side. Was it Grosbeck?
That's on Grosbeck. I think they're Clinton Township area, okay. Mount Clemens-ish.
Okay.
The people out there, they're hip to that place. Have been there a long time.
Yep. I played there years ago, so.
Yeah,
one thing we should probably add is these shows are free.
Yes, there's no charge for any show.
We never charge a cover.
And also, we should also point out that a lot of shows we give away stuff, and not just T-shirts and hats. We have given away bass guitars.
Gave away my
bass guitars. And we've
given, at a show.
And we've given away lead guitars.
Hmm. And what was bad was the guy who got it played better than me.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, it's not a good lesson.
Okay, well, sounds like there's plenty of incentive to go out there and check you guys out.
Like a dunzel. You know, a captain dunzel. You know what a dunzel is? That's a part of a ship that serves no purpose.
Ah.
So you don't want to get that strong over here.
Okay, I learned
there's
something.
There's no label. Mm-hmm. There's no labeling. No labeling here, please.
I have to go home and call my kids that. You're a dunzel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's the problem with kids. They'll always end up serving a purpose. It may not be the purpose you wanted, but they'll serve up something for you to have to deal with.
That's true. Just not what you want. I know.
Buckets.
Yes, kids, I have seven.
Seven? No, I thought I was bad. I got five, so. Okay.
I feel for you. Got a whole herd.
The cap ain't got no heat.
All right.
Got to stay warm somehow.
Mm-hmm. We know how now, don't we? All right, let's do another one.
Well, he's just jamming them right down our throats, isn't he?
All is good.
You want to get them all in by six, don't you?
Riding the Wind, is that
yes.
Where we're at?
Yes.
Riding the Wind is the N-E? Oh, it's the song.
Yeah, this we song, call this the song.
This song blew apart at the Token Lounge. And the drummer and I had to bail out the captain there who got lost midship somewhere in a storm.
He was sent adrift.
And we had to reel him back in. It was quite a fiasco. I'll never
it was
remember.
Brutal.
Therefore,
brutal!
I know this as the song.
I'll never forget the look on the drummer's face.
Okay, the guy's pointing at his watch. What is? I think you need to go.
Now, riding, riding the wind.
Ride in the Wind with the Pirate Soul Band. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as I just mentioned a second ago, live in the studio, we have the Pirate Soul Band. All right. Do you gentlemen have a website of any sort at all where people could look you up? Maybe check out your shows that we've been mentioning this hour, or
we had www.piratesoul.isasecret.com, which is still actually our domain, but of course we've kept it a secret.
Okay.
And actually,
it's not a secret anymore.
No, it's not.
They're gonna blame this all on me, but I need approval from the captain before anything goes live. So that's that stuff's all in the works.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now to get it out there. But
we also have.
If you keep checking back at that piratesoul.isasecret.com, I'm not joking.
Yes,
that's it.
We also have.
But it's not up right now.
We also have a Reverb Nation, which is the Pirate Soul Band at Reverb Nation.
Okay.
Then we also have a Facebook, as you know.
Yes.
That's how I got in touch with you, Facebook, which is the Pirate.Soul Band.
Okay.
Facebook.
So they should be able to look up your shows that way then, at least.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, because they're not going to remember all of them. I'm not going to remember all of them, so.
Yeah, and we always post them just before the show as well, you know, a week or so.
Okay, cool.
Just like we posted this.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good.
You told him this is not a comedy show. It's about the music. Right?
Okay. Looks like we're going to hear something called Stranded. Should have called it Shipwrecked.
We're going to try. We've never done this as a three-piece, so this is going to be exercise in futility probably, but we're going to try it anyway.
Yeah, our other guitar player had technical difficulties.
Oh, I probably need to change.
He had transmission problems.
Right?
And we need to change Mr. Bass Guitar.
Okay.
Got me doing double duty today.
Nothing wrong with that. I was just wondering, you should have called it Shipwrecked, not Stranded, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we were doing that, but the Sherwood guy, some Gilligan's Island thing or something, wouldn't let us. Nothing about a shipwreck and something. Desert Isle. No sit right back. None of that.
No 3-hour cruise. None of that.
Nope. Something about copyright law.
No minnows. Sorry.
Okay.
Ow.
So.
Sasadi. That was me trying to break everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is supposed to have many more guitars, so we're going to put more strings on the bass and try to get away with it that way.
Okay, this should be interesting.
All right, fellas.
What do you mean? And we've been doing it the whole time. See, they're not catching on. Okay, you think you heard a rhythm guitar in here, didn't you?
How many strings?
How many strings?
You know you didn't hear a bass player.
Yeah, right? Terry's got the 8-string bass on today.
Oh, cool. See, I'm at a disadvantage here. I can only see the captain. I can't even see you two.
That's all you need to see.
I'm actually standing right next to the captain. It's just I'm not very tall.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yep, see, I've been
he's vertically
time,
challenged, yeah. See?
More kind of like a taller parrot.
All right. You ready, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, and... Since I'm in the middle of nowhere, like I'm out in the deep blue sea, like I'm out on a desolate island, there's gotta be someone looking for me. Wonder if anyone's out, hoping there's someone who cares. I've done all I can think of. Gotta be someone out there somewhere.
Now I've been me someplace, and I've come undone. Been off to where there was no room to run, just to find someone. Now I'm getting blind on this gun, so I'm writing out this SOS. Seems I'll settle now for much, much less. If she's out there is anyone's guess.
Listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, the Pirate Soul Band. That was
three guys stranded. So the fourth guy, if you're listening,
he got stranded.
Has got a little thin in there, didn't it?
So who are we missing then?
Joe.
Mr.
Joe Cardamone. He was on his way here and had a transmission problem, as we said.
Number one cause of transmission failure in North America is thermal.
Sorry to hear that. What does he normally do as far as playing?
He is basically our rhythm guitar player and backing vocals. He also plays some lead guitar as well. So good guitar player. Mm-hmm. He also plays some keys.
So. Okay. So we'll have to get you gentlemen back
on
sometime.
I think he's on that one show, too, the duck show.
He does look like... Yeah, he looks a little bit like a Duck Dynasty
Pretty
dude.
Pretty sure that's our guy.
Fits in with pirates.
Yeah, this
ducks,
is true.
Pirates, you know, yep. Not
ducks, pirates, all the same thing, right?
Eat the ducks.
It all has to do with water.
So just go in the bathroom.
Yes.
All right, well...
Now, see, this is exactly why the headphones don't make it through other bands, because...
Yes.
This Pirate Soul Band has come in here, destroyed three sets of headphones, two of them within 5 minutes.
Wow. Yes. And counting.
And yeah, and now one of them right before they kick us out, he wrecks another one.
All right, well,
Wait, is that guy laughing at me or with me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Well, the pirates screwed up with the guitar over there, so I'm trying to make up the space. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the time, gentlemen. You can see the clock right there, right?
They won't let me look at anything.
Okay. It looks like we might have time for just one more.
All right. We'll do Motor City Man.
All right. Sound good.
Matter of time.
Kind of fits with Motor Live Drive.
There you go. Motor City Man. All right. Once again, thanks
hey,
for...
we made it.
We made it, yeah. And without getting shipwrecked. Okay.
I didn't know that song was a 4-minute song. I thought it was 5.
We know now, huh? All right. Once again, thanks for the Pirate Soul Band coming down and doing a live set for us.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
Just remember, we can cut it down to any length you want.
Live on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. All right. Stick around. Coming up is Boston Blackie.
I'm Dick Lanchinsky.
Randy Dunn.
Reg Nicholas.
We're the Hatchet Man.
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
If any more calls come in, hand them to Sergeant Matthews. I'm busy. Goodbye.
Never get any work done around here with all those fool calls. Let's see, where was I? Oh, no, go away.
Okay, who is it?
It's me, Inspector Faraday.
Barton, didn't Mac at the desk tell you I was busy?
Yes, sir.
Didn't he tell you to report to Sergeant Matthews?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter? Don't you like the sergeant?
Well, Matthews is out getting something to eat.
And what you have couldn't wait. You just had to see me.
Yes, sir.
Well, if it's anything less than City Hall blowing up, you better start running. What is it?
I found a body.
Lucky you. You found a body. Now, isn't that nice? Your first day at headquarters, you found a body.
Did you bring it with you?
No, sir. It's still out on the Viking, out on the boat.
A boat?
Yes, sir.